Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, this is a lesson on the subject of preparation for forgiveness. We will read excerpts from the sources. You can find all of our texts in kabbalahmedia.info. You can also find the study materials in the Galaxy platform. There's a book icon you can click on. So, selected questions can be will from Kabbalah TV will be asked here online.
We're learning with you the details along our path. From discovering that we're broken, parts that need to be corrected, to reconnect them together, and to the extent in which we connect, we feel between us a higher degree of existence, an upper force, the only force that exists in nature, that sustains everything in accordance with equivalence of form with Him. We connect more and feel Him more in us. And the whole process we go through upon ourselves. It's not something that exists in some place, but it's actually within a person or between him and other people. As they construct from themselves a special place for the revelation of the upper world, the revelation of the next world. Sometimes the next world appears to them as hell, sometimes as Eden, as good, as bad. And this is how we progress. There is nothing other than that which is revealed in the connections between us. Now too. Only that now it's revealed to the extent that we're us not even being connected to one another. Somewhat, the Creator lets us feel what we're in. And that's called this world. And not that we built it, but it's a given. All our work begins in us identifying our state and asking the Creator to correct it. And then we come to the first degree of connection between us and connection between us and the Creator accordingly. Then we discover once again a lack in our state of connection between us, in the connection with the Creator, and ask, and the Creator corrects once more, this time in a higher degree, this lack of connection between us, and lack of connection between us and Him, the Creator. And this is how we advance. This is why we see that the wisdom of Kabbalah is explaining to us that after our exodus from the exile in Egypt, from our ego, and we somewhat feel that we can rise above our egos, we need to start implementing it in the connections between us, and from the connection between us to the connection with the Creator. This is how we advance altogether. Simple actions that their order is clear. But it's impossible to come to connection between us and connection with the Creator if we don't feel how disconnected we are, how much we don't want the connection, we're opposite it. And this is what we ask for. Meaning it's not that we're asking forgiveness for being as such, because it's the Creator who created us such. But as it's written, go to the craftsman who made me. As we turn to Him who made this, and we understand why, because He must prepare for us the lack, the deficiency, the need, and then in that feel of that lack of attaining it, of wanting it, we find a need for that between us from him. And we will ask, and he does everything from us, only the request comes for us to understand that we're not in a good state and we're asking him to correct it, that state. This is why the question is whether we're sorry about our state or not. Whether we feel that we must come out of it or not. Whether we certainly feel that that's all that we're missing and everything else will work out. Other than the physical connection between us, by which we scream and cry out that we want a more internal connection between us, only in that we correct ourselves. The shattering, the flaw, only through that we need to connect to the Creator, and that's the only thing he corrects. There is nothing else to correct other than the gap, the tear, the distance between us. Either he will connect between us in such a way that there will be no distance, or he will cover us with some force that will connect us. But for him to do something so that that feeling of connection will disappear. Not completely. But there is a benefit from being broken. Because according to that feeling of the shattering, we can feel benefit from connection. As the advantage of light is only out of darkness. And to the extent in which we feel dependent on that darkness that we're in, and we can't even exit it, we can't even ask to come out of it. Then in that same tendency, we can ask to nevertheless be saved, helped, take us out from this, save us from this separation that's between us and between us and you. The recognizing of this state depends on how much a person invests in his mind and heart in this. And this is how we can advance, meaning without the feeling of the state that we're in, this is called the feeling of the sin. We cannot reach connection, and only in the extent of the connection between us, we will be able to feel the spiritual world, meaning in the connection with the Creator. Therefore, let's think well about our state and reveal it as a bad state, not because of the corona or because of all kinds of other so-called blemishes or flaws that we have, but rather only for the cause, the true cause to all the bad that is revealed, both corporeally and spiritual. The Creator gave us a lack for him, a desire to come to him. So let's understand that altogether, the deficiency is one, a lack of connection between us, because attaining something spiritual is only possible to the extent of the connection between us, specifically as we are with you in a state called the last generation. And the more separation, difficulty to connect, come closer to one another, friend to friend, is revealed in us, depends on the more efforts and prayer we give to each other to connect and pray for it. And to the extent of this connection, we will feel the upper world, faith above reason, and the Creator, which is revealed in this. That's why we cannot skip over the situation, the period of our development called repentances, forgivenesses, slichot, where we come to be asked to overcome this state of separation between us. That's what there is to say here. Well, Italy 4.
Rav, devo pentirmi del fatto di non aver fatto delle.
I need to regret that I did not do the things I could have done for the 10, because of my nature. And how do we relate to none else besides Him?
You need to check what is now, what was. What is now that you feel that is bothering you to come to the revelation of the Creator? Because by that, you're bringing Him contentment. It's written, the Creator wants to dwell in the lower ones. And that's what we need to do, is to give Him a place to be revealed. That's how you bring Him contentment, not in anything else. There are also all kinds of actions that precede that, preparations. But all together, what we need to do is from the connection between us, we build a place for His revelation, and He enjoys that. So you don't need to think about the past. What was, happened. What's happening today? That's what you need to give the judgment of what I'm missing here to reveal the Creator. Of course, it's clear that it's the connection with the friends, first of all. What's missing in my connection with the friends? In order to discover the Creator, what more can I add in the connection with the friends so that the form of our connection will be ready for the revelation of the Creator? So first of all, a deficiency for the revelation of the Creator, which I reveal. This also depends on the extent in which I think that it needs to be revealed and it's missing. And to the extent in which I yearn to resemble the Creator so that I will be able to be revealed in accordance to with equivalence of form. So here I need to be concerned with two parameters, two states, a state of the lack of the Creator, and as much as I can imagine to myself a state that is suitable for the revelation of the Creator. That's exactly the point. Let's say I am before some meal and I really want to eat, but it's not enough. The host wants me to want exactly what he prepared for me. Otherwise, he won't disclose before me his meal because he wants to bring me pleasure. And the deficiency that I have, just like that, a deficiency is not enough. That's not enough. So it could be that I want some hamburger, but the Creator is preparing for me pasta. Yes? Pasta italiano, something really good. So I need to come exactly to that which I have and what I need in order to bring contentment to the Creator, which is revealed. This is called make your desire as His desire. It's not enough that I am in disconnection with my friends. I also need to depict to myself more or less correctly, what does it mean, the connection with the friends? And when I will have those two details in me more or less they will be revealed in a suitable way, then I start to identify the Creator is constantly correcting me. He's not being revealed. He's doing this to me and those and these and those exercises, constantly awakening in me a deficiency and a lack of a deficiency. To this measure and another, in this way and in another, in order to bring me closer exactly to what he prepared me. This way, if I come to the revelation of the world, the spiritual world that needs to be revealed in me, then my kli is ready and yearns truly to him. And then in the meeting between the kli and the light, there is pleasure, revelation of mutual discernments, and male and female, it's called enter, the deficiency and the filling, it's enter exactly and fill one another. We fill the Creator with the deficiency towards him and exactly towards him, since we are already starting to understand and to recognize what is it that we need to have. And he who fills us already finds the place exactly to fill us. And then a state called a zivug, a coupling, occurs. A mutual filling. I for my beloved and my beloved for me, it's called. This is all attained through forgivenesses, the slichot, where there is here many forms of work. There's a lot of work here. So let's scrutinize this. As much as we enter into this, we are exactly in this. It's not that we're learning about some foggy, obscured state that's distant from us and who knows when it will be revealed. But here and now, this is the stage that we need it to be revealed, that we're in. That's why it's worthwhile to enter into it with all our mind and all our hearts and scrutinize it and attain it. PT 10.
You said in the beginning that as much as we discover separation between us, it's just to for us to raise a prayer. Then you said we're asking to be saved from a state of separation. So what is that prayer? What is salvation from separation? What exactly is the prayer?
Look, first of all, we need to discover what we're praying for, who we're praying to, for what do we want to achieve, attain, and then it will be already the body of the prayer. Otherwise, it won't be a prayer. A prayer needs to be in me wanting something, in me depicting that which I want, that I know who I'm turning to somewhat, that I have a connection with him, that I have the confidence that he can supply to me what I'm asking for. The prayer is the whole world. It's a lack and the future fulfilling. It's all in that result. We need to discern that.
Praying to the Creator is a certain state, but praying for the correction of separation is a different state. There is separation, and so what do I do with it? Can correct it, connect to the Creator, it's a different state.
So according to your words, I need to first clarify who I'm addressing with this deficiency of mine. So I need to scrutinize that everything I want to attain, I need to actually turn to the Creator, because I have no one else to turn to. I seeked my entire life how to benefit my state. I didn't find any way, anything. And now it's been revealed to me that there's an upper force to which I need to turn to. And he is clarifying this address to him. And then I turn to him.
Why do you need separation, though?
Separation between us needs to be so that we will understand what we're missing in order to be connected to him. It's to the extent of the disconnect between us and the Creator. To the extent in which I am disconnected from my friend, to that extent I'm disconnected from the Creator. I can't be connected to the source of good, to the Creator, because I won't be able to be independent and to ask in order to bestow to all kinds of things. I will constantly just want him.
What do I learn through separation about my nature, the friend's nature, the address to the Creator? What?
That all I need is to skip over this separation.
What does that mean?
All I need is connection, and by that I attain it all.
This point is unclear. The separation is clear. Also, it's clear why, because the ego explains to you so and so. But now you need to rise above the separation. How do you correct the issue of separation between each other?
If I could be connected to one another, then that lack of connection with the friend, and then the connection with the friend, those two parameters, the lack and the connection, will give me the feeling of the Creator. This is how I discover this special condition called come and see, Bore. Otherwise, I won't be able to reveal him. The Creator can't be revealed. I don't have what to reveal. He doesn't exist towards my kilim. But if we feel the separation, and upon the separation we feel the connection, from those two, I begin to attain the third force. Other than separation and connection, I start to discover the third condition, which is called filling. And that's called Creator, Bore. Otherwise, he does not exist. You cannot reveal him in any other way. Only from those two parameters, these two conditions, you can discover this concept called Bo'ure, come and see. Bo'ure, come and see. That you have to have come to him with the deficiency and reveal him inside this deficiency, that inside that, and they don't cancel each other out. Both the deficiency and the filling remain, and inside these two, the concept of the Creator is considered there. Let's put it this way. A child really wants to eat. He is brought, his mother gives him to eat. She shows him her breast. He suckles, he's onto it, and suckles, and with each time he sucks, he feels that he has a connection with his mother. It's not just the hunger and not the filling of the hunger. It's an acquaintance with his mother. That's what he has. This is how we are. So it's not a deficiency and not the filling, but rather the third one, the Creator, the host, my source.
Not to ruin your explanation, the state of separation is clear. The final state is also describable. But what does it mean that you say there also has to be connection? If there's separation, how can there be connection? It is connection between, not between us, but with the Creator. Rav, you're asking this. When I am filled, how do I maintain the lack? Right? Or no? No, I'm saying this. You said there's separation between us. And with it, we need to turn to the Creator. Right. to correct the separation. Right. Now, you said in the explanation that the separation exists, but with it also connection exists. Rav, without the sense of separation, we won't feel connection. So now the question is, how, by from the separation, wanting to reach connection, we grab hold of the Creator and we want Him to realize it, because otherwise we see that we can't. How many times a day do you want to connect? Do you talk about connecting? And then a moment later, in a second, it goes away, and for years you can continue without it until you're shown from above, until the Creator Himself reminds it to you. So we have to feel these parameters together. Lack of connection, the intensity of connection, the character of connection, and fulfillment. Three things, three parameters. So the second parameter, I don't understand. The separation, I understand. The third state, I understand. What is connection? I don't feel the connection. Rav, but you ask it to be. Okay, so I ask the Creator to give us the connection? Rav, sure, of course. I don't know. If everyone has the same question, then what else are we turning to the Creator for? Asking for connection. And according to the level of connection that we discover, we also discover the root of that connection, which is Him. You have to make an effort, try to receive the revelation of this, and from your actions we know you. And most importantly, not to let go of these states, because that's where we are. We don't learn something that is like, you know, the study of the Ten Sefirot, the world of Atzilut, something out there. We're talking about what has to do with us right now, the first degree, the entrance to the spiritual world. Okay?
Holland 1.
Okay. Holland 1.
Castro, we have a question from Zolt from the Hungarian group.
Yes.
He asks that it is very difficult to hold both lines together, because on the one hand we want to progress on the right line, we always want to go towards connection and love, and on the other hand we need to reach despair, that we have the feeling that we are better off death than having to reach the goal, so we can turn to Him. So to Salt, it appears that despair is the most important thing. So what should we aim for here?
Both despair and confidence, if you talk about despair, and so both lack and fulfillment. When I am in a good meal, I don't want my appetite to go away. I want to always keep this appetite and keep going. Unfortunately, I find that I don't want to eat anymore. I don't feel like it. I don't feel flavor as I used to, and so on and so forth. And that's not good. Spirituality is built on a lack, and if the lack disappears, the fulfillment disappears, and once again we go to a state of disconnection. We have to discover a greater importance in connection, with the Creator, and thus keep going on the second degree, third degree, and so on. All right? Okay. Moscow 7.
Здорово. У меня вот вопрос по раскаянию. Rav, I have a
question. With regards to if you had perspectives that didn't happen, then it's kind of clear, like we wanted connection, it didn't happen, then we have a certain lack, if I understand, with regards to the forgivings. And Rav, I'm asking you, use the terms that I'm using, okay? And don't use words that are written in some all kinds of religious texts. You don't need to be, you don't have so much to be sorry for, because you only need to be sorry about lack of connection between the friends and lack of connection between the with the Creator. And that's it. And it's not that that you used it incorrectly in the past. Okay, you haven't. What's important is that you now want to do the right calculation, and that's what you're asking for. The question is what to ask forgiveness for. Rob, you're sorry for not being able to fully realize all the states. The Creator doesn't appear to you right away in the first time. He attracts you bit by bit by bit, and you gradually come to Him, meaning somehow, yes, no, you forget, you don't do everything that you're supposed to, meaning you never came to the right prayer. Otherwise, you'd discover the first degree already, spiritual degree. And that's what you're sorry for, that's what you're asking for with regards to the past. But it's not, but don't stick to all the words and terms in those forgiveness prayers, and it'll just confuse you. Be more relevant to our state. All we need, like Rabash writes, is connection and revealing the Creator inside the connection. That's our next degree. That's what we're facing. United VG1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Ну вот прощение просит из-за чувства вины, как бы. Если
Hello, Rav. We're asking forgiveness from out of a sense of guilt. So how do we discover, if we discover this new state, this new quality, we don't need to ask forgiveness, we need to thank the Creator. Rav, there is a matter of gratitude, but still there's also a matter of asking forgiveness, meaning that you're sorry for not trying correctly in the previous states the Creator gave you. But it's only in order to now try fully to ask Him for connection and revelation, because that's the only way you bring Him contentment. Start from, what do you want now? You want to bring contentment to the Creator. That's the goal. In each and every state, just like He does to you, you want to do to Him. So, use the data that He's given to you. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, I am asking for a friend. Is our closeness to the Creator, as much as we have been able to rise above our ego and will to receive within us? How do we discover them so we can move forward?
I will tell you according to my experience. A person that asks to emerge out of his ego, just to leave his ego, enters a greater ego and doesn't even understand it. The fact that he enters a greater ego, that's one thing. But the fact that he doesn't feel that he's entering a bigger ego, that is the problem. He can cry, he can go pray to all kinds of places, to scream to the heavens, to knock on his heart and bang on it that he is in such a bad state, that I am bad, and so on. It's a lie. We cannot cry over the bad in a practical manner, and for it to advance us. We need to ask only for the good thing to come to us. Therefore, we need to pray for the connection and not for the lack of connection that we have. We need to pray for the closeness towards the Creator, for us to be like Him as much in the connection between us. That's the actual state of forgivenesses, where we pray to come to the good. And inside of that, of course, we discover more and more the bad in us. Just like it's written, anyone who is greater than his friend, who wants to be even more, and he's even greater in connection and bestow, discovers that his inclination is even greater. Okay. Good.
United VG Free.
By the request for...
Don't hear anything? Where's your microphone?
Своей просьбой исправления мы наслаждаем Творца?
Ken. With Ken. Our request for connection, we bring contentment to the Creator?
Yes, must go through.
Спасибо, Ра. Вы сейчас говорили, что сегодня мы должны прийти к молитве до конца.
Thank you, Rav. You just described that we have to reach the prayer to the end. What is that?
The end of the prayer is that we receive what we requested. That's very simple. And this comes when we can correctly use what we receive. That it's not stopping the connection between us, not stopping the connection between us and the Creator, upon which we would build our whole request, our whole appeal to Him, that the whole connection between us and the connection to the Creator, that we're receiving a filling now from the Creator that is being revealed in us. This will not erase everything we built. This won't tear the connections between us. It won't weaken the connection to our address and appeal to Him. On the contrary, we will strengthen these matters, connect by this the forces of mutual arvut, and sustain this state forever.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
When a person reaches the revelation of hatred, how can he know that he invested all the efforts he could?
Such a thing, like you're saying, there's no such thing. I can't come to revelation if I don't reveal all the bad that is connected to this revelation. With all the lack, without the lack, I can't discover the filling. Where did you find such a thing? It's possible. It's completely not correct.
Latin 5.
Rab, buenas tardes.
Yom Tov.
Tenemos una pregunta de la decena.
Good day. We have a question from a nivel the 10.
Y a nivel decena. ¿Y cómo se corrige?
Is there a sin on a personal level, on the level of the 10, and how do you correct it?
When all our sins connect, where actually all these sins are towards the Creator, where I disregarded the connection with Him in appreciating Him, etc. When all our sins connect together and we feel them as one, that's called a deficiency for the revelation of the Creator.
Buenos días, estimado Rav.
Buenos días.
Good day, dear Rav.
Como grupo joven, cuando uno sentimos una carencia lo suficientemente fuerte, ¿qué podemos hacer para avanzar?
As friends, members of the young group, when we feel a great lack, what do we do in order to advance?
You've been learning this all the time. You have to come to a state called forgivenesses, slichot, to the discovery of the deficiency in the connection between us and the connection between us and the Creator. Where you feel that you're not capable of this, then you turn to the Creator and ask Him to arrange this, for Him to connect between you in such a way that He will be able to be revealed there. That's the state that we are in now, actually, that we're discussing about and learning about. That's it. We didn't have Kiev today. No? Well, how does he call it? What does he tell to me? My dear student. My dear student. That's what he goes.
Yes, hello, dear Rav.
See that? I just want everyone to see that this is how I turn to you. Be careful that it won't be evil eye on this.
No, no.
Well?
Спасибо, дорогой учитель. Вот вы сказали, что...
Thank you, dear teacher. You said that the Creator enjoys us giving to Him our deficiency. You also mentioned about this example of three parameters, that there is a third parameter that we love Him like a child loves his mother. The question with regards to that, should I try to reach such a state in the 10, that we have such a deficiency like a mother in the 10?
We need to start discovering in the deficiency, in the connection between the friends, a deficiency for the Creator, which is expressed in me expecting to have the feeling of love towards the friends, some kind of warmth. Rabash writes beautifully about this. And with this warmth, this expectation for this embrace and warmth, I turn to the Creator, together with the friends, all together. We need to depict this state where out of us stabilizing between us a deficiency for warmth and connection, and we bring it to the Creator, if that form will be suitable, we will reveal Him. It's an emotional matter, because this is all happening in the desire. All the worlds and all these states are in the emotions. In the intellect, almost nothing happens. Only between one emotional state and another that we go through, that is where there is place for the intellect, for the brain. But also, not for much, it's mostly the heart. Because the whole of the creation is a lack, a deficiency, and a deficiency is a feeling.
Yes, we are connecting, we feel that warmth, as you mentioned, the warmth between us, the connection, and you also said there is a third component, and that's the sense of needing the Creator. So, do we need to build that too, or this feeling comes from Him, that the connection with Him and the necessity for Him?
Of course, that all starts from the Creator, who establishes these lacks in us. But we need to, nevertheless, care for this. We have to be concerned with this, yes. We need to care to understand, not that we're receiving the filling. When we receive the filling, that's Chokhmah. And when we receive the Chokhmah from the source, and we have a connection with the source, then in place of the Chokhmah, we receive Torah. That's the difference between Chochma and Torah. From Chochma, wisdom, we become more wise, knowledgeable, and from the Torah we feel the connection with the upper force, and from the connection with him we have our acquaintance in the upper world.
Thank you, Rav. I have a similar question. If I understand correctly, the main main investment during the day or the whole time in the 10 is to raise the efficiency so that the 10 will be stronger. Is that what we need to work on? Is that the effort?
Yes, we just need to clarify. What does that mean that the 10 is strong according to the force that it's lacking, according to its inclination towards bestowing to the Creator, through bestowing to friends each to each other? Accordingly, it's strong, meaning it's strong in the lack eventually. When does it come to its realization? Specifically by feeling that it has no forces, only a big desire for connection, and it doesn't have any connection, a big desire for the Creator, and it has no Creator, and then from that they cry, demand. That's called coming to the opening for those who knock for repentance.
BBUK.
Good morning, Rav. Is there a difference between being sorry for not relating everything to the Creator as to a single source, and what I heard from you, that we need to be sorry for not investing?
We also need to do a certain scrutiny calculation about the states that we've been through and to see how much we've missed, nevertheless, but not so that we will sit and eat our own flesh. That's called a fool sits and eats his own flesh. What did I do? Why is it not good? How did I not respond correctly? No. Because it's written in a clear way. What happened thus far happened because the Creator wants it to happen that way. There's none else besides him. So why do I need to be sorry about what was? That's for the future. Where with this lack I come to the future. Because a person needs to start from something every degree. That's why I take this whole lack and come to that prayer. We already had PT 31.
Rav, in the 10, we took up a project of dissemination together, and we didn't even start, and immediately there's all kinds of differences, conflicts, resistances between us, and between that and before that, we felt like everything was calm and good in the 10. How do we relate to this correctly?
I can't say about that. These are things that we need to clarify, and I don't think that we need to be concerned with such things more than the mechanical day-to-day work, because we have not come to such a connection between us yet in which from this we will truly have a spiritual action occur, a unified spiritual action. If you feel that this creates separation between you and truly separates and you can't overcome the separation, leave that corporeal work, that dissemination work that you're doing in such a way like you are, and do it in a more simple way where you are capable of not separating and not resist one another. The work needs to be, nevertheless, in such a way that you are clarifying and understanding that more than this, we're not allowed to come close too much, no. To study too much, no. To talk too much, no. We can sustain ourselves, keep ourselves with a certain distance, and in this distance, we can be friends. More than that, closer to that, we already start to discover all kinds of inconsistencies between us, and this is how you go with your eyes open towards connection, and as much as you can to connect more and more, but gradually. That's the way it should be, like a person who has his eyes in his head.
But ultimately, the path is by the actions of always testing out where the limits are.
Yes and no. You have to see, because sometimes these corporeal actions drag you away from your inner order, from the inner connection, to the extent in which it bothers. And we need to see, meaning there needs to be an inner preparation that is correct, and only to the extent in which you're ready between you to an internal connection, from that you carry out an external action. Otherwise, the external action can bring you damage. That's like two neighbors want to connect between them. They start to connect more and more until they start to yell, to quarrel, and to break each other. So you need to first make sure that the connection will be gradually increasing and only accordingly expand the common actions. That's enough. Sir, all the rest, open your ears and hear.
Раф, вот если в своей внутренней работе по соединению с товарищами я овладею этим инструментом, слихот, я пока не могу уловить, что оно добавляет в работе.
That's the beginning of spiritual work. The beginning of spiritual work. Don't disregard it. Forgiveness is as before Rosh Hashanah. We ask forgiveness and we move on. You don't move onwards. You don't start a new degree, which is called a new year, a new Shana. Shana is a change, a new cycle, a new degree. You're not entering that new state unless you do this action correctly. Okay?
Tov, French.
Demander pardon au Créateur et que la connexion se fasse en réponse à cette situation du Covid.
In order to ask forgiveness from the Creator and the connection to reach a state where, in relation to the coronavirus that humanity is going through, what does humanity need to feel in what intensity in order to express forgiveness to the Creator today?
I need to feel that it's pressing me, that it's pressuring me. From my work with my friends, with my scrutiny with the friends, the connection between us, what connection, what's it aimed towards, what state is it in, what do we want to attain? From all that we come to an understanding that we don't have the right connection between us, that the measure of this connection between us will express our desirable connection with the Creator. There cannot be a connection with the Creator to a greater extent in which I have a connection with the friends. And you don't know how to measure your connection with the Creator, but by measuring your connection with the friends, because that becomes the partsuf. And to the extent in which in the partsuf a measure of aviyut is revealed, a measure of the masach, the measure of the hardness, the kashiyut of the masach, to that extent you measure your connection with the friends and your connection with the Creator. And they are equal. They are equal. Only that the Creator is everything relative to the friends. Where if you come to the right intensity of connection, in that correct intensity, you feel all together in an integral way what you reveal is the Creator. that there's no difference, but rather to that extent that we are connected between us, that we feel this connection and the force that connects us and the feeling that connects us and fills us is as one. And that's called Bore, the Creator. The Creator is called the Inclusive, the Includer. He's not there, but we establish Him in our Kli. Think about that. You need more and more to scrutinize it, chew it until you feel discernments, flavors in this.
Salt Lake City.
How to combine, reconcile, where we regret and where we justify.
It comes as one. Because that's the deficiency and that's the scrutiny. Therefore, don't erase and don't throw anything away. Connect everything to one state. It has to be that way. Without the lack, there's no flavor. There's no taste. You can't come to love unless before that you have some kind of little fight, some little quarrel. On the contrary, if you love, you sometimes even want to put into it a little bit of that pepper, that spice, some little sting, because then you feel the love even more. And this is how it is from our vessels, where everything is built upon a deficiency.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, when we come to the forgiveness, what do they add to the empty place, and do the forgiveness make some order in that place?
The forgiveness disclose the lack of the filling, and therefore this period is so necessary. Do you understand? It's like a week or 2 weeks or a month before Rosh Hashanah. All the religious people in Israel begin to ask forgiveness. They come to a prayer called Slichot, forgiveness. There's a whole book where it's written what you need to say. So they say, pa, 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 pa. We are demanding for the feeling to be in the heart, a deficiency for us to feel in the connections between us, in the connections between us and the Creator. We're asking and discovering this deficiency. That's called forgiveness. Of course, without disclosing this deficiency, we cannot find the lack for that feeling. So first of all, forgiveness. And then a new degree, which is called Rosh Hashanah.
Rav, the power that pushes to forgiveness, does that have to do with shame?
The force that pushes us towards forgiveness is the Creator.
But there's a sense of shame related to it?
And then it's the feeling of shame, right. But in it is the Creator. I usually am not ashamed of anything. Any person, an egoist is not ashamed of anything. If shame comes to us, it's a sign that there's a light from above that's shining in us and directing us that way.
Yes.
So be ashamed. We already had PT6, yes? No? Okay, so PT6.
I wanted to ask, what exactly complements the present state and the state the Creator wants? Like you said, you want a hamburger and the Creator gives you pasta. So how do you complete to reach what the Creator wants?
That's called make your desire as his desire. That's where we together, if we scrutinize what lack we need to come to the Creator with, then certainly we're replacing the hamburger with the pasta.
Yeah, but let's say if he wants us to be connected, and I don't see that I can bring the 10 to this, then how do you complete this connection that he sees in us to in order to be in the present state?
No, I don't leave the current state, but from the current state, I try to check what state I need to be in order to also be connected to him, with the Creator. And then with the Creator, like I spoke, he is called the inclusive. If I connect with the 10 in a complete manner, I'm connecting to the Creator. How is that possible? Because I'm the Kli. And if I come to a state in which I am integrally with the whole 10, this concept that I feel in my connection with the whole 10 is called Bore, the Creator. That's the Kli that I later discover a new phenomenon in it, which is the light. But the 10, there is nothing more than the 10. Show me from the study of the 10 Sfirot where we learn that you have other than a Partsuf, anything else. We don't have anything else. We need to come to a Partsuf of 10 Sfirot. And these are 10 desires connected together in a perfect mutual way. And what's revealed in it from that power of connection is the upper light, the Creator. And we can't feel the upper light unless it's according to the intensity of the connection, the manner of connection between us. Accordingly, we call the Creator by the names of our connections, and the power in which he's revealed in us according to the feeling of ours in the way he fills us. We don't have names, appellations to something that's outside of us. There's probably some kind of source that is outside of us and exists. Let's say Mekif, surrounding. We always only talk from the connection between us. Therefore, the main thing between us is the manner and power of connection between us. And that too we call the Creator.
But what turns lack of connection to connection?
The feeling of the lack of connection, its scrutiny, prayer, and receiving the answer to that prayer.
What do you scrutinize?
I'm scrutinizing how much I want that connection of ours to be perfect. Perfect in us including, being inclusive into one another and revealing from each and every one all that one can complete in the other. Meaning we discover love for the 10, where I am willing to stand for all the friends in all things, and accordingly I discover new deficiencies, additional ones, inclusive ones, integral ones that weren't there before. There's a certain addition in the scrutiny. Just like we want, let's say you have pixels and you have to build a circle. How from the pixels do you build a circle? Many, many pixels, because pixels are little squares, yes? So from square shapes, you compose them and you make a circle. But nevertheless, after all those pixels, what remains are little spaces that you cannot fill with pixels. A quarter of a pixel here and there. Well, how do you do that? What do you do with that? Therefore, you turn to the Creator to help you fill that. There's always a deficiency from the side of the creature that he needs to ask the Creator for. That's called the Creator will complete it for me. And then when there is the perfect picture, the Creator fills it.
So the prayer to the Creator is always on the places where you cannot complete the lack of connection to connection?
Yes, that's mostly it, where I'm trying to come to connection, and I see that I can't, and that I'm leaving and disregarding and running away. That's what I'm asking forgiveness for. That is what I ask help for.
And it becomes your desire, meaning you will ultimately want the pasta that he wants to give you, or you'll be stuck on the hamburger?
No, only pasta. Only pasta. I hate American food. Only Italian food. Okay.
שאלה של חבר מהסיריה בעולם הגשמי תינוק יכול לינוק גם משד של
A question of a friend from the 10 in the corporeal world a baby can suckle from
Correct.
The breast of another woman who is not his mother
That's also according to previous generations it used to be customary to do so
So accordingly he's asking how in spirituality is it possible to discern whether I suckle from the center of the ten or my ego.
No, that's something completely different. You're nevertheless receiving it from the degree of Adam, from the speaking. We don't differentiate, but there is a difference whether a baby suckles from a woman, from the breast of a woman naturally, that which comes to him from nature, or that he receives it from a bottle. There's a difference. There is a difference. The extent in which we do all kinds of wise things, that we do a special nipple out of some kind of elastic rubber or something like that, and for him to suckle the same way from the breast, where he's using a certain force to suckle, and he's attracted to that place in a special way of the lips, we're not capable. We are not able to build that connection, the natural connection. It is very much desirable to breastfeed naturally. There are so many internal things in this that no mechanism, no mechanics will help us with. We don't understand what nature created. Believe me, the Creator arranged it that way. It's best that it will be that way. Although we are in a situation where in an artificial state, we're not in the degree of Adam. We're in the degree of animal. Therefore, the way it will be. But it's worthwhile. I'm saying this to all our young couples. Think twice about disconnecting a baby from his mother.
If possible, the friend asked about this. You gave an example of the baby suckling, and he said, with regards to suckling not from the ten, how do you know that you're really receiving from the right place, the center of the ten, and not your ego?
Also, prayer and scrutiny. There's no more than that. Constantly scrutinize, critique it, see what he's doing, why he's doing it, why he's connected, and pray to the Creator to help him understand correctly where he is and advance that way. That's a nice question. Wonderful.
Rav, how to relate to a state of forgiveness in corporeality?
What's in forgiveness? What's in corporeality? I don't understand.
Did I ask a friend for forgiveness for something I did to him in the past?
That's done also. There's even a special text where you ask forgiveness from one another. There are such things which are read also before Yom Kippur. But we don't need to get into the past. But when you sit in the group, it's best to scrutinize somewhat, a little, not to really get into all the bad relations that you had before. Try. but a little, not to be in it. The main thing is to yearn in connection between us, and when we connect, yearn for the connection, we scrutinize all these connections, all the crimes. Only if you yearn for love, then they're revealed correctly. Because in your yearning for love, you awaken the reforming light, which shows you where you truly are. Otherwise, you're just sitting and you're eating your flesh for things that have nothing to do with spirituality, but rather they just seem to you. That's how it is.
USA VG4.
Учитель, вы сказали, что мы наполняем Творца хисароном к нему.
Teacher, you said that we fill the Creator with a deficiency towards Him. I would like to ask about the gratitude. How important is the gratitude, and what is more important to Him, the deficiency or the gratitude for fulfillment? What supports our connection?
We will come to the order of the prayer, the clarification of the prayer. We will have an interest in that. But in essence, something big and general, we need to start with the greatness of the Creator, from the blessings. That He is great, He is the source of all, He creates us, He establishes before us the great goal, He draws us to there, leads us there, and after those blessings, we arrange ourselves towards Him, that we're missing, and that we're asking Him to help us and open our eyes and advance us to see things in a correct way, so we will make His will, and so on. We will learn these things.
То есть благодарность первична, да?
Кен, מתחילים מזה שמשבחים את הבורא אחרת למי אתה פונה?
Yes, we start with praising the Creator. Otherwise, who are you turning to? Why would you turn to Him if you don't feel Him as great and as the source of all? As one who's capable of correcting and wanting to fill you fully.
No.
How would you address Him otherwise? Have you ever seen a baby running to another woman, not to his mother, with his crying? No. He's searching, where's his mother? And he's drawn to her. And he's stuck on her. And that's where he cries to. That's how we need to locate the Creator, the way He is. And to run to Him, adhere to Him, and then cry and ask. Learn from the examples that we have before us. Who else didn't we have?
Turki tu. Turki tu. En shila, slicha. As Moscow tu.
No question? Okay, so Moscow tu.
Спасибо большое. Мы часто говорим про состояния. И состояния могут быть такие и разные.
Thank you, Rav. We talk a lot about different states, this or that. What are states in general?
This is a state that I define that I'm in. And we have to clarify it, what state I'm in with my friends and what state I am in with the Creator. That's called my current state. We're going to do a break for 1 minute.
Let's sing a song.
What is this language we need? What is this calling we all long to heed? Only You have the answer, to You we plead. 'Cause life without love is no life indeed. Only You have The one desire we can't deny.